The following is a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the Wesleyan Airway, a show where we get to talk to a wide variety of interesting people on a plethora of topics. And as we get toward the end of the school year, I've been lucky to snag the Student Government Association president, Ms. Yoslyn Herrera Urrube, and I know I mispronounced that a little bit. I apologize. I'm trying to get my native tongue down a little bit. But Yoslyn, thank you so much for being here, and I know your schedule right now is worse than just about anybody else's on campus.
Thank you so much for having me. You said my name pretty well, so...
I've been practicing. Yeah, it's been four years.
You can roll your R's, so that's...
That's Irish in me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, a lot of people, that's where they get it wrong.
No.
That's pretty good.
So you are a student who came in through the Rogers program. You're from Las Vegas. A lot of people still don't quite understand the Rogers program. So can you just explain a little bit how you, somebody from Las Vegas, we were just talking about a city the size of 642,000 and growing as if they're watering the population and watching it just explode. Explain how you found out about Kentucky Wesleyan College.
So I found out about the school because I was, as a senior in high school, I was looking for colleges. Originally, I was just going to stay in state. It's just better. I know people, and I had a counselor that was helping me with figuring out everything else. But my counselor knew that deep down, I really wanted to go out of state. Mm-hmm. And even though she encouraged me quite a few times, I was still pretty hesitant. I was like, I don't know. It's just like high cost. Like, it's not really my thing. But one day she pulls me into her office and she tells me about this amazing opportunity that gives the opportunity to 10 to 12 students from Las Vegas, CCSD, Clark County School District in Nevada, and gives them the chance to study in Kentucky. And it's called Kentucky Wesleyan College, Liberal Arts Methodist College. She said, take a look at it, see if that's something you're interested in. It doesn't hurt to apply. And if it's not like something you're interested in, then you don't have to do it. But I think you should apply. And I think you'd be a really good candidate. And I think you'd like it. And so that same day, I was like in disbelief, so in shock that something amazing like that could even exist. Because the Rogers Foundation doesn't only offer a full ride, but it also offers study abroad opportunities. And they really encourage us Rogers students to explore. And mm-hmm. that's something I hadn't really got the chance to do up until I got to my undergrad. I know earlier we were kind of talking about traveling. My traveling journey definitely did not start till like I got here. I've been to many states now, North Carolina, New Orleans, and like Florida, and all these different cities and countries too. Ireland and Scotland, and this summer, Japan.
Now, so, did you go to all those countries through the Rogers program?
Yeah, all of it through the Rogers. Like, I have to think a lot of that. And then, I mean, SAPB offers, their occasional Six Flag, which is like in Ohio or something like that.
And SAPD, for those watching or for those listening, is what?
Student Activities Board Programming. So they're just a club that dedicates themselves to organizing student programming, and they do the big things like Six Flag trips or zoo trips in different areas like in Louisville or Nashville, or just small activities like bingo and trivia, which are also
And I think
fun.
That is important. I don't know that people realize the control that students have, not just on, obviously we like for you to interact with the professors and the staff and everybody in the community, but you have the opportunity through the SAPB and through mm-hmm. the Student Government Association to really determine what students can do in an extracurricular fashion. And you've been president for how many years of the SGA, which is a Student Government Association?
I've been president for 2 years, which is kind of crazy to think that it's going to end pretty soon. Well,
you are graduating this year, so you'll get to walk across the stage and receive your diploma. So tell us a little bit. I know from talking to you previously, and I don't want to out you here, but you were a little bit shy when you arrived. And now you've done just about all that you can on campus. And we'll talk about your different activities. But tell us about that transformation a little bit.
I came during COVID, so it was just kind of a weird time. And it was a big culture shock for me. So it's just kind of difficult for me to, I guess, make friends and get along with the community just because it's so different from what I'm used to. And then I got pretty involved. Some of the first things I joined was like SGA and the Kappa Delta Sorority. And and I co-founded the student organization Latinx, which all of those organizations, which this is why I encourage students to do it, are, I feel like, what really helped me just become more confident in myself, just because those are the things like I've really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I've had a great support of people in those groups, and it's just what like really motivated me to kind of strive to be the best version of myself.
And with the Student Government Association, were you in there prior to being president? How did you start with the association itself?
So yeah, I joined because I just needed something to join. Like, sure. I was just trying to get out there, and I was elected as a senator, freshman residential senator. And I actually didn't even like talk. I felt like I didn't really do anything. So
sometimes listening is the best way to learn, right? Yeah, it got you to the presidency.
So I guess I spent my first year listening. And then the second year, we had like the secretary drop, and the president then, which was like Evan Morton, like encouraged me to apply. Mm-hmm. And so I took the role in like that academic school year as a new secretary, which I learned a lot, like just working with Evan a lot and all the other execs. It was actually like, it just made me really happy during that time.
What were your duties as secretary?
So I was responsible for sending out minutes, sending out emails. I helped or keep the group organized. Like, I was the spreadsheet girl, the attendance. Yeah. And I learned a lot just from doing that. And I feel like, and this is kind of something I kind of always encourage people to do if they're interested in becoming president of SGA. I definitely recommend a secretary role, just because like you're learning the foundations and how to keep it organized. So if you can do that, then I think you could.
Well, and even beyond Kentucky Wesleyan College and even beyond Student Government Association, to hone those skills.
Yes.
And learn how to run. You know, when you had to learn how to run SGA, that will bode very well for you, whichever group you join. Mm-hmm. And when you walk across a stage and get your diploma and become one of our society's leaders in the next generation, those skills will not be wasted by any means.
Right. I agree. And I mean, that's what I did. And then that year I decided to run to be president. Mm-hmm. Towards my end of the school year. I surprisingly got it over like an upperclassman, which is just like, it just doesn't happen as often. That's what makes it so unique.
Well, it says a lot about you. Yeah. And it says a lot about the confidence people had in what you could do.
Yes. And I'm very appreciative that I've got the opportunity to do 2 years, because that's just a lot. It doesn't happen quite often. So, yeah.
Well, good. And what were some of, as you look back over the 2 years, mm-hmm. what are some of your highlights that you would like to remember and to be remembered?
Oh, wow. Highlights. I guess I just hope some of the things, I guess, is that when I was doing 4 years of SGA, I just hope that like everything I did was truly because I wanted to make Wesleyan better. Mm-hmm. Improve it. You know, I mean, I think right now I'm just kind of really proud that we even got the chance to do that was paint Winchester. It just, mm-hmm. I just feel like it gave it a more modern look. And
for those who have not been in the Winchester in a while, you should come by to look at it. It used to be somewhat of a blah yellow.
Yes.
And it is now a just a beautiful white and kind of grayish. Yes. But it pops. It, yes. You think of gray, you think of maybe a little bit sleepy, but this really pops and is very nice.
It just gives it like a whole new look. And I'm very proud that as a group, we've been able to just take a lot of initiative. And if there was something that bothered us, I felt like we would say something. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's what I'm really proud of. And I hope people continue to remember doing to always speak up if they truly feel like that's a problem, because I think sometimes we struggle with expressing how we feel, but I think it's important if it like matters to you and if you want to make a difference, kind of thing. But yeah. And then I guess the soft spot I will always have is the student organization Latinx, just cause that's just my culture. Mm-hmm. And, just starting it was like so amazing.
So are you president of that club as well?
Not anymore. I did it as a freshman. And then as a sophomore and junior year, I was like president, and in senior year, I was like, I need to tone down all the things I do. So I did pass it on, and the person who's in charge of it now is a great person. So, but I really loved it. It's just an amazing club. We've tried to incorporate our culture into a college setting in a way that everybody would like see, understand, and maybe feel a little bit of it. But yeah, that's also something I'm kind of really proud of, because I feel like the cultural awareness wasn't necessarily there before we got there, because that's where I struggled, just culture. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
And we are, I love Owensboro. My wife and I have been here for about 5 years, and but we are in the middle of Kentucky, and there's not the same diversity that you find in Las Vegas and that a lot of people find in the larger cities. So I think the work that you've done in that area has been extremely beneficial. And we've seen, I believe in my eyes, I think we've seen a tremendous amount of change, both how different cultures are handled and how we're celebrated, and trying to make sure that everybody feels welcome as they come in. But I want to talk a little bit about, you are graduating, and you were the president of your club. You're the president of SGA. And the problem we have with students is that you have a four-year memory. Everybody graduates after 4 years, and somebody brand new comes in. What have you done in SGA to help ensure that those projects that you started can continue, the voice can continue? And what have you done to ensure that it doesn't stop with the next person?
So I am a big believer in like growing leadership, spreading it, and most importantly, just recruiting, like as soon as they come in, like try to get them in the group and have them understand like all the different, well, for me, it's SGA, like that's just my thing. So just have them understand like these are some of the, this is how SGA works and things like that, and encouraging them to take it up, because since I became president, a lot of my EC members, they weren't graduating seniors, which is usually what EC or the executive board looks like. They were underclassmen, and that was purposely for me done because, and I purposely recruited them because I want them to understand and continue a lot of the projects that we talked about. And I know next year's EC, they're all only, I guess, I think the president and the vice president are going to be underclassmen. So they'll get to work again. And I know a lot of them have also stayed for 2 years. So I've worked with them for 2 years. So just like that, things like that. I like to recruit.
That memory can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Just having that overlap in that memory. And I like that the way you said that you try to grow leadership, which is so very important. So we as we get toward the end here, you are graduating, you are going on. We were talking about this a little bit, but talk about, what are your plans for next year?
So my plans for next year is I am going to North Carolina to receive a master's in management of clinical informatics. It's a 1 year program. And then after that, I'm thinking about applying to PA school. I already am, but getting into a PA school, I guess, working that out again. And yeah, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to work as well as probably as a nurse assistant, but that's what my plan is for next year.
And that is great. And that's such a nice way to go. And you'll always be a Panther. As I've said, we're a little bit like the mafia. You may graduate, but you can never leave the family. And so we are always sad to see you go, but it's always so much fun to watch not only the change you've had in the 4 years that you've been here, but the change you're going to have in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, as you become the leaders of the next generation, not just on campus, but elsewhere. So it has been a pleasure having you on campus. And as we come to the end of our time, as with my guests, all my guests, I would like for you to be able to give the last word to our audience.
Okay. All right. I guess for me, it's, I guess, thank you, Wesleyan, for giving me a lot. I think I say this a lot, but I truly am coming out to be a different person than when I came in. I think the say, find yourself, is so true. I think I found myself. I think the school does a lot for their students, and I hope that students really take the opportunity to kind of explore everything and even through the dark times or whatever, to always look for what changes they want mm-hmm. to make if they're not satisfied. And just to kind of keep making improvements and staying positive too. Just kind of make the most out of your experience. But I just want to thank everyone for a lot, for just, you know, making a huge difference in my life, kind of thing.
Well, and thank you for making a very big difference on campus, and one that will be felt for many years after you've gone. So for everybody out there, when you see Yoslyn, please congratulate her. Let her know that we'll be thinking about her as she goes away. And for each and every one of you out there, treat each other well. And most importantly, treat yourself well. Until next time, goodbye.
The proceeding was a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC. Cannot be reproduced, rebroadcast, or recorded without written permission by the show's host, WKWC, or Kentucky Wesleyan College.